Louis Prieto, what's up, my friend?
How are you, man? Good.
It's For Real Sport Fishing. We're in beautiful Ensenada. See the cruise ship over here. We had a nice drive down. We just spent some time up in the Tequila's Bar. Had a great time. Met some characters.
Yeah.
King's game is on. Man, you got it all down here in Ensenada.
Yeah.
I want to focus in on the boat, however. It's For Real Sport Fishing. Tell us about your boat. What is it? What's the capabilities? What do you focus on?
Yeah, it's a Parker, 2320 Parker. I've had it brand new since 05.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, so and I've put a lot of, you know, a lot into it. It's all customized, or new flooring, electronics.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Full controls up on top, too, so I have dual controls. We focus on everything from, you know, shallow water, rockfish, bass. We love fishing bass, and to offshore, catching bluefin. We do bluefin. We do caught marlin as well. We've caught a lot of yellowfin dorado. So the offshore season, when it's good, this boat has a range. We have a 150-gallon fuel tank, so we can go pretty far. We got good range.
There's a bluefin tournament coming up in May. Are you fishing in that?
Not sure yet.
Uh-huh.
We're still trying to decide if we're going to be able to do that or not.
How many people can fish on the rig?
Comfortably, four people. We can do four people, you know, me and four others. Three is even better. Offshore, I try to take a deckhand, so we usually just, you know, three anglers and a deckhand and myself driving. And I'm usually driving from up top, so this way I'm looking for cow patties and looking for, you know, signs of fish, birds, anything that, you know, we can just move the boat towards them. We like running, and this boat fishes really good when we're running, gunning yellowtail.
Oh, that's so much fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't it?
Oh, it's the best.
And maybe people out there don't understand what we're talking about. Go ahead, you explain it. What's running and gunning?
Yeah, well, when the fish are up and they're feeding on the surface, we're always looking for birds and you know, the movements and which way they're going and what they're doing. A lot of times they're just sitting, but if they're sitting, there's a bunch of them sitting in an area, chances are there's bait underneath them, and with the fish finder, you can see that there is, and it's good to just kind of hang out and see if they all get up and move. And about 2 weeks ago we did that. And
we did
really well on some huge yellows at Santo Tomas, just looking at the birds and seeing what they were doing. And then the boats got speed, so we just run up to them. You get maybe two or three casts at the most, and then the fish are up feeding, and you throw a good, you know, good cast right into them with a jig or an iron. It's game on, man.
Oh my god. Awesome. And you know, for people who've never done it before, when you make that perfect cast and you're right in all those fish, you can't wait to just turn the handle because you know what's coming next, right?
Two turns and you're pretty much on. That's the way it was that day.
Yeah.
You got a good cast, it was more than two turns. You know, two cranks and you were on, you were bit.
And the greater fish, spectacular, right? Yep. Didn't you have one that was 32 or something like that?
They were all between 22 and 28 pounds.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Good, beautiful good, fish,
beautiful
right?
Beautiful fish, they were nice.
Have you seen those again recently? Or you've had a little bit of windy weather lately.
Yeah, I went out a week after and we did see them, but they were a little more skittish. They were kind of moving really fast. We never got up on them. And they were only up for maybe 45 minutes. So we see different little schools of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, we didn't get on them that day. They just weren't. They weren't feeding that heavily.
Yeah, yeah.
And the day we did get them, we had probably a 3-hour shot at them, and it was just us by ourselves.
Gotcha.
It was cool.
So when you fish, let's say you fish bluefin tiddy, do you leave the night before or early morning or what?
I usually leave about 5:30.
Okay.
The boat's fast enough, and you know, we try to target weather windows that allow us to run quick. And I've got radar, I've got GPS, and, you know, this fully equipped. So we'll stay out till dark, you know, to come back at night and have no problem doing that. As long as the weather holds up, we stay out. So we've had many an afternoon bite on the bluefin.
Yeah.
And even on Dorado and yellowfin, too, where there's hardly any boats, maybe one or two boats. And we're out there just kind of slamming them. Sometimes it's a time of day thing, you know.
Yeah, right. What's a trip like that cost?
$825 for an offshore trip.
Yeah.
Three guys and $500 for a local trip, up to four people. And to Santo Tomas, $650. But all my trips are all day. I have no time limits.
Really?
Yeah. So we go until you guys decide you're done.
Until you say uncle.
Until you say uncle. Usually I'm the one trying to get the last cast in for you guys, but it's fun. We have a good time.
That is very reasonable, by
the
way, isn't it? I mean, when you look at prices up in the United States now, for a lot of three-quarter day boats are $130 a person, something like that, and you're on there with 40 people or whatever.
Yeah.
And so those are very reasonable prices.
Yeah, and I try to, you know, make it more of the trips more educational and fun, you know, as far as when we're out there, you know, it depends on the level of skill and expertise that my customers have. Some, like the first time they've ever gone fishing, Some never, you know, fished on a private boat before. So I try to, tailor the trip to what they're needing. Some guys already know what they're doing. They bring their own tackle. They're all set up. And I just stay out of their way and just try to put them on fish and let them do what they got to do.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just kind of go with the flow on that.
It sounds like a novice angler is going to fit in here just perfectly. If you've never fished before,
kids too.
You're going to take it from there.
And kids as well. I love taking kids out. My daughter, she's six. She fishes with me.
Well, I know. I see Marilyn all the time fishing with you, right?
Yep. I took my boys when they used, when they were younger. They out of the four, only one of them still likes to fish. But they used to go with me too. And I really get a kick out of seeing the kids catch fish.
Oh, heck yeah. Heck yeah. Do you provide the gear?
Yep. All the gear is included. I use, pretty quality stuff, Pan, Shimano, some Daiwa, and spinning rods, conventional reels, all the trolling rigs, all the feathers, Mad Max, we're doing tuna. We have all that on board. And, if we're fishing iron or plastics, I have plenty of that as well.
Excellent. Do you ask people to bring their own food, or how does that work?
Yeah, you bring your own food. You have, big ice chests, big places to keep, everything. So we kind of limit the ice chest to what I have on the boat. And bring your own food and drinks. I provide all the ice, and you guys just get your the fishing license are available online. You can't buy them anywhere else now. You have to go online and get them.
So. Yeah.
And a day's fishing license is about $12.
Oh, okay,
somewhere perfect. Somewhere in that range.
Do you recommend people go to a sandwich shop in town, or just go by the supermarket, make sandwiches,
or bring some stuff down?
Whatever.
Yeah, a lot of people bring their own stuff down. I got friends that are, gourmet, they're chefs, and they have they bring their own food and set it all up here. Whatever you like. Some guys are just bologna and bread, that's it.
Yeah.
And chips, and that's it, so.
You mentioned already the electronics and that stuff that you have on board here. All first rate, right? What do you have exactly?
It's all Simrad. It's all Evo 3S's, and everything's integrated. All the different. I have three different screens. They all talk to each other. All the information is available on whatever screen I'm on, whether I'm inside the cabin or up on top on the pilot house driving from there. I can still access the autopilot and all my waypoints and stuff. And I really love this. Yeah, I've got autopilot too with the Halo radar, the digital radar, which is really awesome. So whenever we need it at night or it's foggy, man, it's really good. It's the best radar I've ever used. If it's foggy, you got boats crossing, you have buoys, and with the radar, you're able to hone in and zoom in on what's in front of you.
So
you don't run into it, nobody runs into you.
Exactly. If people want to book on this, what is the best way to do it? Can they call you and have a conversation with you?
Yeah, call me. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Best way to get a hold of me is through WhatsApp or Messenger. On WhatsApp, my number is it's a Mexican number, +52, which is a country code. 646-124-1658.
And then through WhatsApp, you hook up with you
your number will come in, and I'll just tell me what you're looking for, and I'll be happy to call you back, and we'll set something up. Even if it's another boat with, if you have more than, three or four people that want to go out, I know a lot of the captains here, guys that'll take care of you.
Oh, okay.
And do a good job for you as well.
Yeah, that sounds good.
There's a lot
good.
Of good captains here.
And the WhatsApp is real simple, everybody. Go to your app store, download it, and then it'll ask you for the guy's phone number. You plug his phone number in, and then all of a sudden you're in communication.
Yeah, you can send me a text on that number I gave you, to a regular text. That works too.
Okay, that's great. We just drove down here. Perfectly nice drive.
Yeah.
No problems. Had great... that is the 850,000-pound elephant in the room.
Yeah.
People are afraid to come down here, so what do you tell them?
Yeah, I tell them, there's nothing to be afraid of. You come down, the first couple of times, you're kind of just feeling your way around. There's a lot of construction going on at the border, just to make the border better, actually, more access to get to the roads and stuff. But once you get on the main highway, the toll road, it's just a straight shot down. It's a beautiful drive. You're along the coastline. A lot of people come through Tecate. I think that's where you guys came through, and they're doing Tecate because it's an easier border crossing.
Yeah,
it's a little more out of the way to get to it, depending on where you're coming from, obviously. But it's a nice drive. You're going through wine country.
Yeah, it's great.
Yep, and it's a beautiful drive. So Tecate, San Isidro are the two ports of entry that I use. I was at the PCS show last Thursday, and it was a piece of cake coming back in. I got back at 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock. It wasn't very much traffic, but it was easy to get in So,
That's fantastic. Yeah. Once again, people that want to get on here, best to get you through WhatsApp. I want to focus just on the type of trip, you mentioned the type of trips you have. What if I'm a calico bass nut and I call you up and I say, I want to catch calico bass,
I've
man.
Got the spots.
You can make that happen?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Wintertime, summertime, whenever. I've got deep spots, rocks that I fish. There's parts of the island that are really good, you know, certain times of year, certain tides. But, yeah, I've got some real nice spots where I fish. I love fishing calicos.
And yeah, right?
Using plastics and just, you know, having, you know, with the lighter bait casters. So, you know, it's fun.
That's got to be a blast. Yeah. And you're not fishing 600 feet of water when you're fishing rockfish, right? You're fishing the shallow stuff, which is a blast.
Yep, yeah. All my rock fishing trips, you're going to be fishing in less than 200 feet of water. More than likely, it's going to be anywhere from 90 to 150 feet.
Yeah.
You know, I've got reefs that I target that are pretty productive. North of town in South Sepulveda area, and south, which is out in the Santo Tomas area, and there's some really good fishing. You can fish the lighter stuff, and you're not bringing up dead weight, and you're just bringing up, you know, some nicer. And there's some good grades of reds, lean cod, and big sheephead. You know, and then you always have that chance of surface fishing. You know, and these are deep water yellows. In both of those spots as well, I've caught yellows where we're fishing rockfish too.
Is that what happened to you on this most recent trip? You were fishing rockfish and saw the birds outside of you and ran out there?
Yeah. There's been some big bonita. I thought they were bonita.
Yeah.
I thought they were bonita because we saw them breaking under the birds. And I said, man, that's not. And then as we got closer, we said, no, that's yellowtail. First hookup was right, you know, let us know right away that they were yellows because they pull hard.
Yeah, heck
they pull hard.
We've already done a video on your bar, but maybe some people have not heard about that. Hey, I got a bunch of rockfish and I want to eat them tonight. Can I go over to your bar and you'll cook them for us?
Absolutely, yeah. We have some good cooks. Okay, you bring, you know, depending on the fish, you know, if there's bonita or if it's tuna, we'll do some sashimi plates, rockfish, we'll do some fish.
Sign me up.
Yeah, fish tacos. You know, we also have fish in the bar. You know, the fish that I catch, I sell it there too, and it's pretty fresh, and we take care of it. So right now we have, and I get commercial fishing friends that come in to hang out.
Yeah, I met one today.
Yeah, you met one.
Carson.
Carson, yeah, and they bring me fish too from all over the world. So I got, hopefully this weekend, some wahoo and dorado coming in, so. It looks like we're going to have some good eats this weekend.
Yeah, and I mean, in a few more minutes here, you're going to have the Kings game on.
Yep.
It's kind of a sports bar, has a Cheers feel kind of to it, like everybody knows each other.
Yeah, and it's a casual place. I'm usually there, you know, unless I'm fishing or, you know, grocery shopping for the bar, you know, I'm usually there myself. And if I know somebody's coming, they can always call me and say, hey, we're going to come down. And, you know, I'll try to make a point of being there. But I like being there anyways because I like sports and I like to talk about fishing too. So.
Right. And it's right downtown, right?
It's right in downtown.
And you have food.
And we have food, yeah. We have more than fish too. We sell burgers. We sell pasta. We sell nachos and chicken wings. So we got a pretty
bar food like that.
Yeah, extensive menu. Pretty good menu. And a full bar, everything as well for drinks.
And you make most everything from scratch, don't you?
From scratch. The salsa, the chips, everything that we do, that the cooks do, is from scratch. The margaritas, we use fresh limes. And so everything we do is you know, takes a little time, but it's worth the wait.
Yeah, heck yeah. Louis, how's this season looking to you? I mean, you've been out a few times. You've seen the water temperature. You've seen the yellows bouncing around and stuff. What do you think? How does this season look to you? How's it laying out?
It's laying out nicely. You know, I'm just, you know, I keep talking about La Nina, and I really don't like that, even though maybe some albacore will come with it.
Yeah.
But I really like the El Nino situation.
Yeah, right, a little warmer water.
Yeah, but we've seen, you know, there's been a good showing of yellows, you know, different places around here. I heard they were up in the Coronados too, so that's a good sign. You know, the bass fishing has been, winter bass fishing has been a little bit slow, but, yeah, that could change with a couple of degrees of water temp. The rock fishing is always good. It's always been good. So I'm hoping, I'm thinking it's going to be good. And I've talked to some commercial friends that are fishing the bluefin right now. And, you know, they were supposed to have made their quota in early January, but it looks like it's taking a little longer. So they might have already made it by now or maybe this month.
Yeah.
But the bluefin fishery out there looks pretty good, man.
Yeah, does it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, your boys are telling you that?
Yep, they're telling me there's a lot of fish out there.
Ooh.
All over the place. Different areas.
Nearby?
Yeah, well, there was some fish around 1140, the lower 500. That's as far north as I saw them in this area.
Yeah.
But Colonette, you know, has been having some
fish.
Right,
right.
So, yeah, I'm hoping we have a good, you know, the wind is really what kills us. I mean, everything else, we can make it happen, but if there's wind, it's just, you know, for everybody that fishes,
sure,
sport
sure.
fishes, you know how it is. It's just, It drops water temps, and it just makes it hard to stay on the bike, you know, on the spots.
Well, this is not a hard and fast rule. Normally, you get windy conditions in the spring, a little bit in the summer, and then your falls are beautiful.
Beautiful.
I mean, you know, right in through November, December.
Yep. Yep.
You know, it can be gorgeous, right?
Yep. We've caught Dorado all the way into November out here many, many, many times, many years. Into November, and I've heard in the December, you know, depending on, you know, when the first rains come. It's been, the fall is my favorite time to fish. You get some Santa Anas, so you go offshore, it's usually nice and calm. The water's usually pretty warmed up by then, you know, it's usually in the high 60s, low 70s consistently. And so, yeah, my favorite is the fall, late summer, fall.
Dude, I'm ready to go, man. I got to go fishing with you one of these days.
But right now, man, those yellows are there. Like I said,
don't say that.
Yeah, I want to get out.
I'll have you fire this thing up.
Yeah,
take
let's
us.
Go. We're ready.
Hey, why don't you take us on just a little bit of a tour of the boat? I'll follow you around your bait tank.
Yeah, you keep this big ice chest in here. You know, this is what we use to store fish and just store all the bags of ice.
So your fish gets iced immediately?
Right away.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
My kill bag that goes in the back.
Yes.
Back there.
Right.
Slides right back there. So we got a kill bag. We got a live bait tank, 45-gallon offshore tank.
Yep.
So we're set up for live bait. I usually keep a little cube ice chest right here. And then all my electronics. I got Simrad.
Oh, man. Yeah. All the best. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Fusion radio, stereo.
Nice wheelhouse,
all
man.
All the fishing rods down there.
Yeah. And you mentioned
rocket launchers everywhere.
Yes. Yeah, you got enough rocket launchers, don't you?
Yeah.
And you talked about driving from upstairs.
Yeah.
You know, people should realize that gives you such a huge advantage.
Big time.
When you're looking for kelps or you're looking for breezers or whatever, right?
I'm there all day long when I'm offshore. That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
I hardly ever come down, especially I have a deckhand here. I'm usually just even fishing from up there. I've hooked bluefin from up there.
That's bitching, right?
Yeah, you can see them cruising, and you just cast right at them. But yeah, full controls, and yeah, it's totally tricked out. I love this boat.
Oh yeah, heck yeah! I don't blame you. And to give people a little bit of reference, I'm just going to swing around here. Mm-hmm. There's a cruise ship, so we're in the cruise port, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And tons of boats in here, and secure.
Oh,
you come in here and park, right?
Yep. Oh, yes, parking is very secure here.
Yeah.
There's I've never had any issues, knock on wood, with anything. Everything's been pretty well taken care of. Nobody's had it. As far as I know, nobody's ever had a problem here.
Yeah.
I've been here 10 years.
Yeah.
See.
Man, I love your rig. I love your attitude. I love the fact that you're making it fun, and you're teaching newbies how to do it.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest with you, man. I like your attitude about, hey, if guys know what they're doing, get out of their way, put them on fish.
Yep.
Because that's what they want.
That's what they want.
Yeah. Because there has been, like, in the past, you go on a boat and somebody's helping you too much.
Exactly.
And you go, dude, I've been doing this for a while. I want to catch my own fish.
Exactly.
And then the other way is, hey, I don't know what I'm doing. So
yeah.
It sounds like you walk that line beautifully.
Yeah, I try to. You know, like I said, it's some people need to be, you know, handheld, you know, all the way through. It's not a problem. I don't mind doing it. It's fun. And the guys, like I said, that know how to fish, I like just getting up there and just chasing fish down or putting them on fish and see what they do.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Louie, anything else we need to know about It's For Reels Sport Fishing here in beautiful Ensenada? Anything else you can tell us? Or
no, just...
I think that's it, right?
It's a good, you know, Ensenada's a safe place. I've been here over 15 years now. Had my business for over 14, the sports bar. So, and I never live anywhere else.
You like living in Mexico?
I love it.
Yeah? More than the United States, obviously, right?
Yeah, I have to say, yeah. I go back and visit, and I go to the shows, and I'll probably be at day at the docks, too. So, but yeah, it's really nice being here, and the cost of living is a lot less.
Yeah.
It's going up, but it's still less.
Louie Prieto, It's For Reels Sport Fishing in beautiful Ensenada. Louie, thank you so much for your time. Really enjoyed it.
Okay, cool.